Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Melanoma in situ is the earliest stage of malignant melanoma and is on the increase worldwide. Thrasivoulos Tselos from the University Hospital of North Norway in Tromsø and colleagues from Canada, Germany, Greece and Italy have looked for evidence on ways to treat this, and they published their new Cochrane Review in December 2014.
In doing this review, we wanted to assess the effects of all available interventions, surgical and non-surgical, for the treatment of melanoma in situ, including Lentigo maligna. Lentigo maligna is a subtype of pre-invasive melanoma associated with chronic exposure to ultraviolet radiation, affecting the head and neck. Delayed recognition of the condition is common. However, despite a wide-ranging search in many healthcare databases, we found that the quality of evidence is poor and identified only one randomized trial. This had included 90 people with Lentigo maligna who were treated with either imiquimod cream plus tazarotene gel or with imiquimod cream alone for 3 months, followed by a staged excision of the tumor 2 months later. The addition of tazarotene to imiquimod did not lead to a clinically better response, and people in this group exhibited higher inflammation and more dropouts due to adverse effects. In the face of this lack of reliable evidence from trials, we can make some cautious conclusions. For melanoma in situ, surgical interventions that aim to remove the tumor so that no tumor cells remain at the edges of the excision are the most recommended intervention for cases in general. Current research does not support the use of non-surgical intervention for any specific cases, such as elderly people with contraindications to surgical interventions. But clinical centers may wish to consider this where they have experience of the treatment and where they can do close and adequate follow-up of the patients. With regard to Lentigo maligna, surgical interventions remain the most recommended available treatment, and the evidence does not support the use of non-surgical interventions, such as imiquimod, as a single therapy for general use. However, it might be worth considering in selected cases and in clinical centers with relevant experience. The evidence to date does not support the use of imiquimod as a neoadjuvant therapy, but the drug warrants further investigation to see if use after surgery can reduce recurrence and if use before surgery for large lesions or difficult sites can allow the subsequent surgical excisions to be smaller. Finally, the evidence does not support the addition of tazarotene to imiquimod as neoadjuvant therapy.
If you'd like to find out more about the extensive efforts made by the reviewers to find evidence for this review and to read more about what they found, you can find the full review at thecochranelibrary.com with a search for melanoma in situ. That's also where you'll find updates to the review should additional evidence become available.